Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Let's get our first guest on the air, because she's sitting there thinking, what have I let myself
in? What on earth are they on about? Yes. Anyway, we have the lovely Holly Cade here. Good afternoon, Holly.
Good afternoon. I knew what I let myself in for.
Yeah, you've been here before. You know us.
Yeah, I know.
Now, Holly, you are a well-known photographer on the Isle of Wight.
Apparently.
Yes, you are. And you've done some superb stuff with weddings and things like that. And I've seen a lot of your work around. And I noticed the other day, before we get into the meat of this topic, you've revived your little people things.
I have. Yeah.
Some of them are slightly creepy, but...
I like that, though. I don't mind that.
No, I don't think you do.
Have you seen? They're very clever.
They're very clever, yes. But have a look. If you look on... well, you're on Instagram and Facebook and all kinds of places, aren't you?
Yeah, basically Holly Cade on Facebook, Instagram. I think it's Holly Cade Photography, Facebook, Holly Cade, Instagram. But, you know, type in Holly Cade and you'll find me.
She's everywhere. Anyway, but the thing
you
is...
You can't get rid of her.
These days, lots of people... can take photos. Most people have got a phone with a camera in it, that kind of thing, which takes averagely okay photos, but they're not proper high quality photos by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm.
But a lot of people would like to use their actual cameras, but learn a bit more about them. That's what you're after, isn't it?
Yeah. So I know there's a lot of sort of online courses and things like that, but I wanted to do something that you can actually speak to a human being who is, you know, in person. And is a photographer, so who knows what they're talking about. And, you know, it's nice because you can learn on the camera you've already got, and we can check all the little dials and buttons and where everything is, and you're not scrabbling to find it through a Zoom chat or, you know, like doing a YouTube tutorial. Yeah. So
yes.
I like in-person things.
That makes sense, because... You could have, I don't know, how many people do you have on these courses? 10, 12 or...
I like to keep it quite small. There's usually about 4 or 5 of us.
Okay, so you could have 4 completely different cameras.
Exactly, yeah.
And so on a Zoom thing or a YouTube tutorial, they've got no idea what camera you've got.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, no, but then Holly could be telling you about your camera and I'm sitting there going, I haven't got that camera, I don't know. Well, if you're all in the same room, then...
Yeah.
It's better, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not called that on my camera. It's called something else.
Exactly.
On my camera.
Yeah, different camera manufacturers do like to call things slightly different things. Mm. So, you know, to avoid that confusion, you know, give me a camera, I'll look at it, we'll find where everything is, and you know where it is.
That's the point of being in person. You can actually pick it up.
Absolutely.
And say, right, that's the button you need for this. This is how you adjust that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, I mean, the name of your workshop is Get Me Off Auto.
Yes.
Which is a great title, isn't it?
Thank you.
So does it just tell you where all the buttons and knobs are, or do you go into how to create a photograph?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, I wanted it to be very practically based as well. So we have, you know, two different sections where we sit down, go through all the basics, all the technical side of things. There's room to ask questions as well. And then I do like there to be time where we get out and actually use the cameras as well and actually get you being creative.
Okay.
You know, so we actually are putting that into practice as
well. You're going outdoors to do that?
Depends what the weather's like.
Oh, of course.
But it's best to take a picture of someone without a tree growing out of their head or something.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
which you may not have noticed.
No.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, you're the phrase zoomed in, but you're looking at the person you're taking a photo of. You don't notice the stuff around them.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
No.
The number of times you've taken a photo out there, someone's got a red light growing out of their ear. So it doesn't matter how expensive or not your camera is. This is a course for people who want to get more out of their hobby of just taking photographs.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that it's a wonderful thing to learn how to do. You know, that you're telling the camera what to do. The camera's not telling you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, it will, you know, with algorithms and whatnot, it will make an educated guess and it will come up with something. But you'll look at it and think, that's not quite what I was thinking of.
No, okay.
So it puts you in charge. You can say, right, I want it to look like this, and I want this to be in focus, and I want the overall lighting to look like this. And
okay. And you can achieve that with cameras without hundreds of different interchangeable lenses.
Yes. I mean, we mainly work with SLR cameras, so digital SLR cameras. Mm-hmm. So you have that option that you can change lenses later on. as you get to know them and you get to know your camera and you get to know the sort of photography that you like and you want to get into. But absolutely not. First, you know, when you're first learning, no, the simpler the better.
Okay, that makes sense. Because
it does make sense.
You could turn up there and think, oh, I feel a bit sort of... I'm at the bottom of the class. I've only got this one camera and the one lens, but you can do wonders with that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it makes it easier. I used to work in a camera shop, and the amount of people that tried to, without sounding mean, they tried to run before they could walk, and you think, why are you buying all these things? You don't need all this. Like, save yourself the money and the hassle and the overwhelm. Mm. Get your head around what you've got, and then you'll also know what you want to buy later on.
Yeah, so you can see, really, if I want to take wildlife photos at distance, I need to go down that path. Or if I want to do wide landscapes, I need to go down another path, something like that.
Which is why SLRs are so fantastic, because you can build the gear around what you want to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
But don't feel intimidated. That's the word I was trying to find. Don't feel intimidated if you've only got the basics there. Bring it along and Holly will show you how to get the best out of it.
Yeah, that's even better. If you've got the basics, we can get your head around that and then you'll be more confident to go, I want to do this.
So you haven't got to wander in like someone who's one of the reporters at Wimbledon with this enormous great lens that they can barely hold up. You haven't got to be like that.
No, in fact, that is something I do like to do if I'm ever subjected to watching sports. I always look at the bit around wherever they're playing sports. What do you call it? The pitch or the field, whatever. Pick the right word. I always look and see what they've got and what lenses they've got and what makes they've got.
Well, of course you do. That's your profession.
That's my sport.
Absolutely.
That's what's interesting to me.
How much do these courses cost?
So they're £70.
Oh, that's not bad.
And it's for a four-hour course. It's just for the day. And, you know, obviously, we go for any questions that you have, but I'm always at the end of an email or something like that.
There's ongoing support. Let's put it that way.
Totally, yeah, yeah. If I've got the time to get back and I can point you in the right direction, I will. But I'm not afraid to say, you know what, I don't really know the answer to that.
That's honest. And where are the courses being held?
So they're at the Key Arts.
Oh, fine. Yeah, just up the road from here.
Yes. You put me on the spot now. I think it's on the 26th of February. Let me just double check. That is very embarrassing. I don't know if it's on my head.
No, you've only just started organising them. So
26th of February and the 5th of March they'll be on, and they're both on a Sunday.
Both on Sunday. Right. So you've got nice in there. And you can get a cup of coffee as well if you want.
I always make sure everybody's loaded up with a cup of tea.
There's no way Holly's going to produce a course that doesn't have coffee involved somewhere.
Absolutely not.
So if I wanted to come on your course, how would I get in contact?
So probably the best way is either to go through my social media, or there's also my website as well, which is Holly Cade, so HollyCade. .co.uk.
Okay.
And then on the top you'll find a tab that says workshops and all the information is there.
So the two workshops are the same, so you haven't got to go to both?
No, you don't have to go to both.
Or you could.
Well, you could.
Yeah, well, you haven't got to. I liked that first one so much, I'm going to go again. Anyway, thank you, Holly. So just give us that website address again.
So it's Holly Cade, HollyCade.co.uk.
And it's Get Me Off Auto and You Will Be Got Off Auto. That's the end of it. No problem.
She's flipping good.
She is very, very
thank
good.
Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at VectisRadio.fm.